All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Lake to Lake Girls. We are your hosts, Amanda and Tiffany, back for another episode of Lake to Lake on this beautiful Monday night.
I'm excited.
Yes, this is going to be a good one. I like it because in studio we have two members of the Finger Lakes Luna Chicks. We actually have Spring Loaded and Mischief, if you ask them on, field, court.
The track. Okay. Oh. you were getting close.
I was getting there. You know, track was totally my next guess. Well, welcome to the show, ladies. Thank you for coming in tonight. I know it's a little bit dark outside. We get so sad when it's dark. We were talking about it just now. About 7 o'clock dark time.
Yep.
And we wanted to bring you guys in because coming up this Saturday at the Lions Community Center, you guys are going to have your last bout.
Yes.
Your last bout of the season. And you guys had already a winning season so far.
Yes.
And we're going to
congratulations.
Thank you.
We're pretty excited.
Yes, we are. Very excited.
But it's coming off a previous successful year as well. So you guys are just getting better and better as time goes on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right now, it's only our second year, and it's very unheard of for a brand new team to ever do that.
Well, you guys know how to recruit.
Exactly.
That's how we roll.
We're recruiting more.
Yeah, and so coming up this Saturday, it's actually a fun treat. Jim Sinacropi here at Finger Lakes One, .tv, they're going to be doing a live broadcast. If you can't make it out to the Lions Community Center, you can absolutely watch the rebroadcast of it and watch it live starting at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I have to work on Saturday, so I'm kind of excited. I'm going to get to watch the rebroadcast because I've never actually watched.
I was just going to say I've never seen
about.
Yes. Okay, that's a technical term for it.
Yep.
Okay, maybe I'll come in person.
That would be awesome. That's a lot more fun. Yeah, be there.
The doors open at 6 o'clock, if you want to get in there and get your seat ready. Now, is this something that fills up pretty quickly for you guys? Do you have a lot of hometown people that follow you around?
We're trying to build that because I don't think a lot of people know about us.
Yeah.
Like you guys said, you've never seen anything like that.
Mm-mm.
And we brought it into this area, so people are just starting to get to know about it. So it's getting more and more. Last year, when around this time, because it's colder out, they want to go inside and do things, we had standing room only. So it does fill up. And this one seems like it might be one of those ones.
One of the big ones.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So talking about roller derby-ing.
Roller derby.
Just tell us a little bit about the background, how it works, how a bout works. Tell us a little bit about the sport itself.
You go ahead, Brittany.
Okay. So basically, two teams compete like any other sport. And so there's the three blockers from each team and one pivot from each team and then one jammer from each team. So the jammer is the one that scores the points. So when the whistle blows, she makes her way through the pack and is circling around to make it back through the pack. And every opposing player she passes with her hips, she gets a point for.
So she's got to be quick. She's got to be your quickest one.
Yeah.
Quick and agile and fast and watch out because if you don't, they're going to hit you.
Yeah. Spring and Tough Mama are one of our main jammers. Usually, Tough Mama's actually unfortunately out right now, so all the pressure's kind of on her right now.
No big deal. Yeah. This is going to be televised.
The pressure's good. It's made me better. Let's just say it's made me better.
Definitely. So we're hoping for her to come back next season, but
We have a few people that have been out on injury.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like it is a dangerous sport because I know you're slamming into each other.
They kind of keep it detained from when it was in the 70s, like all elbows and punching each other out and everything.
Yeah, you can't do that.
There's like a big rule book probably about like all the rules and stuff, like to get technical and you get sent to the penalty box. And now it's only 30 seconds in the penalty box, so it's not as bad. But
what do your blockers do? Obviously, they're protecting your jammer.
Protecting the jammer and trying to get her through, but also making it so that their jammer does not get through to get any points.
Stopping the opposing team's jammer. You hold that jammer back as long as you can so that me on our team, I could get through and come through and try to score points before. If I get out before her, I can stop that jam, which is usually 2 minutes is the longest a jam goes. If I get out before and become lead jammer, I can stop that in as before the 2 minutes up if I want. If,
oh, wow,
if I
want to
come through, get points, and I see she's coming through, I can stop it so that she can't get points.
That's
so
awesome.
That's what your objective is to mainly get out of there first so that you have control. Control of points.
Yeah. Okay.
If people get them
right. It sounds like organized chaos.
Yeah, it's kind of strategical.
Yeah, that's actually what it is.
Yeah.
It's organized chaos.
Yeah, it's very strategic. Like, you have to, like, certain things. Like, if, like, she's lead jammer and stuff and the jammer's about to come up, you're like, call it off, like, to make her so that they don't score any points and she scores some points at least, even.
I like to block, though, but, too. I don't like to just jam. Yeah. I like blocking.
So you can play different both. Positions.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I learned both. I like to do both. I feel like I'm good at both of them. It's fun to block, actually, to hit other people.
Yeah. It sounds like a good way to
release some aggression out.
Right, exactly.
It's a lot of fun.
How many people are on the Luna Chicks?
Right now, we're probably at about 12.
That's
about
what I was thinking
right
about.
Now.
12.
Yeah.
Now, how does it work in terms of how many are on a track at a time, and how do you sub, or?
There's 5 from each team on the track at one time.
Because you have the 3 blockers, you have the jammer, and you have
the
pivot. Okay.
Which the pivot basically controls the pack.
Okay.
Yeah,
she
tells them, okay, slow down, speed up.
So you got to be a leader if you're a pivot.
If you're a pivot,
okay.
Yes. Yep.
Very
vocal.
And
then vocal. You can also be a jammer during that jam if you be in a pivot as well. The jammer, if she's tired, she can hand her panty off. That's what they're called, panties.
I was going to say, are we using panties
she
here?
She her stars panty.
That escalated quickly.
It's a G-rated show, Spring.
And she can take that star panty, put it on her helmet, and go around and become that jammer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
And then there's 14 actually on the bench. We can have, like, 20 rostered, but then only 14 can sit on the bench to be actually played. So.
And do you have to do at least the 2-minute jam before you can sub somebody in, or can you sub somebody in when
it's
they go
just
in
whenever it stops. So if I was to go out there, get a few points and then stop it, it could only be like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then
the
next jam starts and then 5 more players go out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Restart.
So,
yeah,
it's
so
like
you
a hot
back
in replacement.
And then 5
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
Sometimes,
much.
Sometimes
you can't
know, you
do it like
short
in the middle of the jam.
And you might have to go back out there again right after.
Uh-huh.
Like you might be a jammer, take that panty off, and then go out there and be a blocker the next jam. So
now, can you do 2 times in a row being a jammer?
Yeah, some have.
Just
it depends on how you feel. I mean, if you were just out there going for the whole 2 minutes, you're probably going to need a little bit of a rest. Just a minute, just for this next jam.
This sounds like a really good HIIT workout, high intensity interval training.
Yes, definitely.
How many points? Like, how do you win?
By points.
Whoever scores the most points.
Yep. Scores the most
within like a time frame, or
it's 30-minute halves, so basically an hour game per se.
So you could get to like any point level, really.
We've gotten as high as 348 to 56. We've gotten basically,
but we've been beaten by that too.
Yeah, our very first bout was one we don't mention really.
Good team.
We got
creamed, we played against a very very good team. Yeah,
yeah.
We played against a good team and. Yeah, that was a tough one. That was the one where, like, oh, what do you do?
So we were kind of talking about penalties prior to going on the air, and like you said, it's a lot different than it was back in the 70s. Is that when this was, like, really started?
Has there been, like, a revival since then?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was around 2002 is when they
started
bringing roller derby back.
But, like, the 70s and stuff, they used to have it on TV with bank tracks. And, like, now it's mainly flat tracks around here, but they have bank tracks usually.
Bank tracks are the ones that, like,
that are up, like, kind of like a Whip-It.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Whip-It? It's, that's bank track.
That's all I know about.
That's what most people think. It's a little different than that. Like, if you get if you punch somebody out, like, you're definitely ejected from the whole game.
Yeah.
So,
it's good to know.
But, yeah, it's definitely come up.
Like that, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's definitely come up.
Badass.
Yes, definitely. It definitely just started coming up recently, and more teams are coming up around this area, especially.
But you are the only one in the Finger Lakes right now.
We're not sure. We think there's another team that might be starting as well.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. And is that something that you guys, I'm like, I'm already feeling like a rivalry that you can start, like, oh, really,
yeah,
building.
It would be. Yeah, it would be.
Just like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be any other teams that would come in this area. We would definitely try to be the team of the area.
Right. Well, you definitely have, like, some rivals, per se, but, like, others were, like, they're basically like our sister teams and stuff. Like
the team we're gonna play Saturday.
Yeah, BC Rollers.
It's gonna be a great game because even though you are close as friends and you know each other,
you leave it all on the table.
When you definitely get out there to play, it's like, okay, my team's winning.
Right. Yeah. We got this. And then it's like afterwards we're like, oh hey, we love you. See you next time.
We do parties afterwards too.
Yeah.
Do
you really? Yeah. After parties.
It sounds like so much fun.
It does.
We try to do,
you guys should join.
Yeah, you should. We try to do potluck where we make a whole bunch of food for everybody so that kids can be involved in it and stuff.
Yeah.
Kid friendly. And then afterwards all of us that want to party will go to the bars and hang out.
Now,
and that usually becomes a blast.
How big of a stage are we setting here? Because I heard them talking about they play music while teams are introduced, and I feel like there's like a big production of
how this thing works.
Pretty big. Like there's a whole like culture.
Yeah, they do the national anthem. Yeah, we do that.
We do the national anthem, and then we do introductions where we all like skate. They all skate.
They skate around
the track
in a circle. And usually, you're in a pack, and then they'll call your name, and you'll stand up and wave your hand and stuff like that. So it's fun.
That's really
great
cool.
Music. You
really
can pick your own music.
They
to
introduce
to.
You by your
we just name. We just did it in Pennsylvania to Fancy. We had
did
Fancy.
You really?
Yeah,
that was really
that
fun.
Song.
Yeah, I was like, that's perfect for us.
That's great.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was fun. Now, the last I knew, you guys were still looking for a home like track. Have you since found your home track?
Yeah.
In Lions.
Lions Community
Center. And that is your home box.
That is our home track.
Is that where you practice?
Officially. Yep. We play.
3 nights a week for 3 hours. That's what they told me.
Wow. Three hours each practice?
Yep. It gets so real. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That is intense.
I don't even do that for soccer.
Yeah.
Well, we don't. It's not mandatory. It's for the people who are needing or wanting that much
extra time.
So if you could only make like
to get
nights
better
a week or something.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even one night a week.
Yeah.
Right.
But I feel from doing, this is my second year doing it, I need more than one night a week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear you.
I need it.
Well, especially with the way you're talking, like the cardio seems to be really intense.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Really
the
endurance
is.
To get that extra,
extra definitely last year was the reason we won last year was because I kind of kicked their butts during practice to get them into endurance.
Everything on skates too, so you're doing all your exercise with your skates on, leg lifts, and it's just extra weight, but you've got to build that muscle up to be
able to go faster,
be able to hold yourself up if someone hits you. When I first started, if someone hit me,
that was gonna be my next question. Is there any like good wipeout stories from bouting?
I just got hit hard Saturday where people were like, are you okay? Are you okay? I flew backwards and my head went back like this, but I caught my head forward.
You didn't slam it? Oh,
no, I didn't slam it down, but they couldn't see that, that I'd done that. So they thought I hit my head. Everyone's like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I got this. I got this. So good. You don't wear helmets or anything?
The next day, but
she has helmets, but like, I mean, even with helmets and stuff, it's like,
mouth guard,
it's pretty
hard. Yeah.
Yeah, but I would say you'd have to, like,
you guys
elbow pads,
badass,
wrist guards, mouth guards,
knee
pads, and they're the thick ones.
Yeah.
They're real thick, like this, because when you fall on your knees,
it hurts.
Need
that. Yeah, exactly.
But if you practice a lot, you learn how to be stable, so you don't fall a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, mainly, I would fall because someone hit me.
Right. Now, these are regular skates,
four wheels.
Oh,
not
good Lord.
Blades.
I don't know if
you can't do blades.
I can't remember the last time I was on four wheels.
It has to be.
We can teach you guys.
Elementary school, I think.
We were little when we
middle
used to get
like those
honor
skating.
Of the month. They used to take you to go roller skating in elementary school.
Yeah.
I think that was the last time.
Yeah.
You thought you were the coolest kids in the school when you got to go the opposite direction.
Oh my gosh.
We're so cool, we're going the wrong way.
And then during the slow song, you would hold like your crush's hand during it. Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is a little different.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Girls only. Girls only on the track.
Yep. Well, actually, last Saturday, or just this past Saturday, we actually did co-ed.
Did you really?
Yeah. So we had, like, a bunch of people from different teams, guys and girls, playing on the same.
There's a male?
Is there a male team?
Yep, there are men leagues. The Quad Fathers actually is the closest one to us. It's in Utica, Rome area. And a couple of the guys there we've been good friends with, Bob and Tommy. So we've been friends with them for a while, and Bob was like, hey, we should do a co-ed thing. And so we're like, okay. So we kind of planned this all out, and we're, like, central, so it makes sense for everybody to come to us.
Yeah.
They were so excited.
That's because we're the best.
Like, is that we're central. So they actually said we should be the ones to host it all the time.
Right.
So that
everybody can just meet.
Yeah. Right. And a lot of them are actually on ice rinks, so a lot of them, like, have had ice down now, so now they can't practice.
Yeah, they can't even practice.
So they're like, hey, can we come over to you guys? And so we're like, sure. So we're hoping to do it, like, monthly or bi-monthly.
It's hard to play with guys, though. But it's hard.
I was going to say, it's got to be a whole different dynamic.
Yeah.
How does that work? Because is it a whole new set of rules? Because the guys can hit harder?
No, everything's the same. They just, they're nicer to us than they are to each other.
You should
definitely check out a guy's derby match.
I never even knew such a thing existed.
Their footwork is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
So much different than women. It's like crazy.
They're fast and they're just, I love watching them.
Yeah, me too.
That's cool. Crazy. So how long is your season? Because you're, sounds like you're finishing up
this
here.
Is their last bout this Saturday.
Yep. It was actually from March to October.
Oh, wow. That's a long season.
Yeah.
About
how many
16
bouts?
Games.
Okay, 16 games.
16 bouts.
It's forever. It's like it's like NASCAR.
Yeah.
But, like, some teams only do four bouts. Some do as much as us, sometimes more. It just depends on how many teams
and
you have
in the
league. And
then you do scrimmages, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have those. And
now, is there anything like the World Series of bouting?
There is, actually. There's the championships. Actually, we just watched the men's championship yesterday. Ken had a little mini party at our house and watched that. But there's actually the championships for women, too. They have, like, Team USA and Team Canada. And they're trying to make it Olympic sport, but it's not really going into it yet because there's so many rule changes all the time that they can't officially make it an Olympic sport yet.
So are there, like, different types? Are there, like, different tiers of leagues?
There's A, B, and sometimes C leagues.
Okay.
Yeah, we're B.
You're B. So what does that mean exactly? Are there differences between them?
We're not brand new, per se, but we're not, like, elite, like, top notch.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to work our way up to A.
Right.
Okay. And what does that mean once you do that? You get more bouts and you get to go to, like, a championship
You get to play
thing?
Different teams.
Harder teams.
Harder teams.
Once we become more advanced, we got to build up
go
our team more
places.
Now and make it so it's...
Well, you say you go as far as Pennsylvania right now. But
we've
gone
to Long Island.
A, you would go farther kind of thing? Or just...
No, it's basically just what we feel, how far we want to travel.
Oh, really? Okay.
There's B leagues all over the United States, even international, actually.
And you could go as far as you wanted, as long as they agreed to bout.
Yeah. Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It opens it up to travel. I love travel.
Me too. I like it because it's kind of like a mini vacation for the weekends when we go on. Like, last time, spring came with Mama and I, and so we had a lot of fun that weekend because we traveled down to Lancaster, and so we were, like, photo warring with another league on the travels down there and up back, and so we had a lot of fun with that.
It
and everybody was following, and they're like, "That just made our road trip
we
so much better."
Facebook,
and
a photo, different kind of battle, and everyone said that was about the funnest time they had on Facebook. Just to
like the different photos that they were putting.
They won. They won. They did really good.
Yeah. So we kept like posting. We're like, "Oh, we're eating lunch here," and like we tagged them in it, and then they'd be like, "Oh yeah, well we're eating lunch here, and we're doing this," and it's like,
it's like one upping each other,
right? Exactly.
Like a friendly battle. Oh,
it was friendly. Yeah, it was fun.
Like, there's a lot of really good sportsmanship.
Oh yes, definitely. A lot of people say like how good our league is, like, with accepting everybody and just being so nice, and they definitely like us a lot, so
that's really cool. Good.
See, that I have to say, because the only knowledge I have of roller derby is from the movie Whip It.
Right.
I mean, it seems it can be a little aggressive or kind of snarky in a way. I don't know, that was my impression
sometimes,
but that doesn't
sometimes it is, yeah,
you know,
sometimes there are teams out there
meeting
that are like
you guys
that.
It doesn't seem like that at
well,
all.
We're not like that, but there are teams.
There can be.
Yeah.
There are.
We played actually
We've
one
played
that.
Teams that are like that.
Yeah, a couple of them we've played.
Yeah.
Kind of.
that were like mean. Really angry.
Yeah. And but I forgot what I was gonna say now. You're distracting me, Tiffany.
She's like, I'm not doing anything.
So how, okay, so I know you guys are looking to recruit more members. Mm-hmm. Walk us through the recruitment process a little bit. Like, how can we?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to put together some meet and greets or open house.
Okay.
Something like that. We used to do an open house where we'd have people come and we'd skate and show them stuff that mm-hmm. way. But I think we're going to just do something a little bit different where we're not even on skates and we're just going to do like a big presentation and just get to know people and explain to them about us and about roller derby and mm-hmm. see if we can try to see if people want to try it. It's a fun sport. If you're athletic and you want to play a sport, this is a great sport to mm-hmm. play. And if you don't know how to roller skate, we have girls on our team that didn't know how to roller skate, and now they're great roller derby players, and they know
absolute
how.
Absolute binger.
Bingers.
That works too. Beginners who have zero experience.
Right. Yeah, and we can teach them.
I didn't know anything about it uh-huh. when I joined. I knew how to roller skate, though.
So what, spring, what, how did you get involved? What? Really
her family, her mother started the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
And her family worked with me at Chichino's. I worked at Chichino's.
Okay.
And I was waitressing, and I'm a fast waitress. So they were like, you should do roller derby.
That's great.
You're fast. You should do roller. And I kept saying, I don't have time for that. So then they had an open house mm-hmm. when they started the team, which was a few months after the team started. Yep. And I went to it and put on skates, and they wouldn't let me leave.
Now, she became addicted, little does she know, too, yeah. though.
It seems like it would be addicting, like the thrill addicting. And the rush of it.
Yeah,
How long did it take you to learn all of the rules?
It took me the whole season last season to learn the rules. It really did.
But you
it
were still able to bout, though.
Yeah.
How many times did you end up in the penalty box?
In the first season, I was only in the penalty box a few times, but this season I've been a little more aggressive.
So now that you know the rules, it gets worse, is what you're saying.
But you have to be aggressive, too. If you're a jammer, you have to be aggressive to get through the pack. Mm-hmm. And it's not aggressive as punching people mm-hmm. aggressive, but just really assertive, fast, and just working your way through these girls because mm-hmm. they're all blocking you. They don't want to let you through.
Yeah.
And you've got to find a way to do it, and it's not easy. So you've got to be aggressive. Yeah. You just got to go through like, rah!
So it's a very contact-oriented sport, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you go through, like, levels when you first come in. You don't go, like, right into a bout. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're,
you got to go through levels. Like, you got to be able to backwards skate. You got to be able to pass, like, 27 laps in 5 minutes, and you got to be, like, on one foot for so long, and...
Yeah, you
that kind
know
of thing.
How
you
got
to do a bunch
of things
like before to build up the levels, and then like once you're done with those levels, then you go up to the second level and you can like hit and whips and
you
stuff like that.
You have to learn how to stop. You have to learn how to fall. Everything,
because yep. mm-hmm.
yeah. you can't just go out there and be like, okay, put on skates and go. There's certain ways of falling. You have to have to teach your body how to uh-huh. fall when you get hit, so that you don't either get hurt or hurt someone else.
Yeah.
As with a lot of sports, yeah, I agree, because there's just certain, you can't extend.
Yeah that would just hurt other
You'll
people.
You'll break a bone, stuff like that.
Fall is what it's called. Yeah.
Has that happened at all? Anything broken?
Broken bones? Yeah, actually.
I broke my ankle in April, but I was back on skates by June. Yep.
And then we had another girl, Shotgun Shells. She actually broke her ankle before she could even really start officially into a bout. She broke her ankle in two places just in practice.
Ouch.
And it was kind of like a freak, crazy accident.
Oh, my word.
That she just, like, fell just right. And
is there a waiver you have to sign?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It doesn't happen all the time, though, with breaking bones.
There's insurance you have to get through WFDA, which is Women's Flat Track Derby Association. You have to get insurance through them.
Mm-hmm.
Our league has to have an insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, of course, to have insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that what it's all about?
How much does it cost to join the team or the league? Or
we have dues. We have $30 a month dues.
Okay.
Once you're on the team. If you're not and you're just starting, it's like $10. Just to start out.
So that's really doable.
Yeah, and
definitely.
Then we do fundraisers and stuff like that.
You can get sponsors.
Yeah,
and
we get sponsors. That's how we raise our money, because we don't get paid to do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have to.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It would be a nice
Not
job.
Yet.
Not yet. To get paid to be like this. But we have to raise all that money for stuff we do, which usually and travel hard and if you everything. Have right. great ideas and mm-hmm. and stuff like that. We carpool, you know, just mm-hmm. a lot of different things. We
you get resourceful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay. I like it. Well, you guys, this is your final bout. And now, how do you set up your schedule for next year? How is that going to work?
My mom, tough mama, she's actually the one who's been setting up the bouts and everything. She talks to the different leagues and mm-hmm. says, yeah. hey, like, when do you guys have available? Or they'll contact us and say, when do you have available to come
yeah,
out
that's what
or
happens.
Come here?
They call each other and yeah. find out what dates they have available and they schedule them.
And when did you say your recruitment date was?
We're going to do something around the end of November and the beginning of January. We'll definitely
Post it on Facebook and
yeah, put flyers
kind of promote
up.
It out.
And Finger Lakes Lunatics?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or you can check out FingerLakesLunatics.com if you guys
yep.
want to find out
yeah,
more
that
information.
Too.
That has a lot on there about what you guys do, how to contact yeah. you. You guys do public appearances as well, is
yeah.
from
yep.
what I'm gathering.
We actually
now.
Donate to different charities each
yeah.
month
That's
for about.
Awesome.
Yeah, we give a portion of
cancer all
the money
for this
we
weekend.
Make.
I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
I
yeah,
think
we give
it's
a portion of all the money we make to something. We find something in mm-hmm. the area that we feel is, you know, beneficial that would need the money, and we do that. We like to do that, you know, and we actually volunteer our services too. To if somebody needs anything, any help with cleanup for something in the parks or whatever, yep. we'll do it for them, stuff like that. So,
now you guys get involved, keep the money around local.
Yes, definitely.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we always yep. do local charities.
Yeah, local charities.
How far do women on your team come to? Like, I assume you guys are kind of from all over the place.
Almost
oh,
an hour. Silver's from
Rochester
area.
Yeah, she's kind of the furthest.
Yeah.
The rest of them are kind of local, more like mm-hmm. 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Not too
like
far.
Waterloo, Seneca Falls, Clyde.
Where does Laura live? Montezuma?
Laura lives in Clyde.
Oh, does she live in Clyde?
Yeah, so it's like Clyde
Canada
area.
Do you get people saying that you're crazy all the time? Like, oh my yeah. gosh, I can't believe you do
Pretty
this.
Much. A lot of people like think like it's crazy. Like how much we travel, how much we're dedicated to it, but it's like it becomes like an addiction. Like it's like so much fun. It's like you would travel to any sporting event, football, and
you just can't get enough.
It's just you can't get enough of yeah. it. It's
that's awesome.
It's very fun.
Awesome. I get told I'm crazy all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Whatever.
It's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And my kids like it. My kids like that I do it, and my husband likes it. So.
Yeah, that's actually
I
how
it.
I got
yeah.
involved too, because my mom actually was on the Ithaca team, the Suffragettes, and if I didn't go to practice with her, I wouldn't see her at all. So it was like I kind of became
yeah.
involved like that, and then was had an SO, and then when we started this one, I became coach. So it's definitely a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. You're right. It's if you don't get your family involved, you might
not
see
them.
Well, that's
get
good.
Involved. Come with me.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do.
So I think that's cool, and that's how yeah. you became so well-liked, I think, because you're so family-oriented. You're so
right.
about each other, not just about me.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm yeah. really excited for
back
this.
Back to the community.
Yeah.
Possible rivalry.
Yeah.
I really love it. I love the heat of competition.
Yeah.
I am an athlete in that. Mm-hmm. Like, I love competition. I love a good, healthy,
right.
you know,
oh,
battle
love
against
a roller
people.
Derby
yeah,
then.
You would love
yeah.
a roller derby
yeah.
battle.
I'm gonna have to watch. I've never seen one. I want to see it happen.
What
I'm going to watch the
rebound.
Seven o'clock. Yeah, whistle
yeah.
blows at 7. 6 o'clock, okay. doors open for people to start coming in.
Which you want
to
get there early.
Sell merchandise there. The
Definitely.
Other team will sell merchandise as well. We'll actually let people come in. We had some people come in that did, like, energy drinks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were local, and we let them come in and put a table up to try to sell stuff.
Yeah, it was,
stuff.
Like, the natural energy drinks
yes,
kind of things.
You know, stuff like that. And this time we're going to do an after party at the Poorhouse in Lyons where we do pizza,
mm-hmm.
and then people just hang out, and they have a DJ.
You guys have, like, a costume contest, a superhero
yeah.
costume
yeah.
contest?
Yeah, for the kids,
yeah.
That's so
contest.
Cute.
We'll
yeah.
do a boy and a girl prize. We'll do.
I love that it's family-oriented like that.
Yeah,
and, like,
definitely.
Kid-friendly.
And we do raffles. We do 50-50. We do...
the Chuck-a-Chick.
Chuck-a-Chick, which is where we have these little... Ducks,
yeah.
Oh, like Chuck a Puck or whatever.
Yeah.
yeah.
I was
yeah,
like, really?
Yeah.
We're Chuck
a
Chick?
Right.
Luna Chick is
going
to go down. I'm like, oh my gosh. What is happening?
We have a bullseye out
funny.
There, and they throw them and try to make a bullseye. Mm-hmm. Whoever's, there's usually around 2 or 3 prizes
yep.
we'll do. I'll do baskets up, and we get donations from the area from different businesses
mm-hmm.
that I'll fill those baskets with.
Mm-hmm.
So those donations that we get, I end up giving it to the community with all that stuff for them to do their Chukka Chicks.
So then it promotes even more businesses and stuff locally to get their word out as well.
Yeah, to get their word out, yeah.
So if somebody wanted to sponsor you, they could just contact you directly or go to Finger Lakes Lunachicks, Facebook, anything like
that. Facebook, message us, and everything.
Yeah, and we have booklets that we give out every bout, which we put all of our sponsors in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never too many sponsors.
Yeah. Exactly,
no,
never.
Not at all. Yep. So we used to have a bus. We had a bus last year that we traveled.
Did you really?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
We had a sign up, our sign on the bus, and the bus had little eyes in the front, and we'd come to the bouts, and everyone's like, wow, they got a bus.
They thought we were pretty cool.
We don't have it this year, though. That's sad. But. Very sad.
But you never know. It could come back. Mm-hmm. It could come back. What is it? A couple bucks to get into about? How much does it cost?
It's $10.
Or you can get pre-sales from any of us. Yeah. Or there's also local businesses that are holding them,
too. Yeah, the Poorhouse, the Flounge.
The Flounge,
Beef and Brew. The community center in Lyons, you can get pre-sale tickets for
$8. 9 Manhattan Street down in Lyons.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And what was I going to say?
Wow. That's all right.
There goes my brain.
You know, it's
because it's dark.
Right? That's exactly what it is. Now, I mean, obviously, you're spring-loaded and you're Miss Chief. How do you come up with your bout name? How do you come up with your name?
Her brother picked my name out. Yeah. Some people just come up with their names. I guess he picked it out for me because I was fast. So he thought,
like, you're spring-loaded.
That's what he thought. So he was like, you should have the derby name spring-loaded. And so I just kept it because I was like, what am I going to do for a derby name? Because you want to be unique. You want to come up with something great.
Mm-hmm.
And our newest girl that just came up,
April.
She's got
I came up with hers.
Heller Kitty.
Because
she
was
likes
like,
Hello Kitty.
She was all obsessed with Hello Kitty. And I was like, I'm like, how can I think of her name? I was like, Heller Kitty, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
Laura, she picked her own name, Misconduct.
Yeah.
What are the most unique you've heard so far?
Oh, there's so many.
Some of your favorites. Do you have any favorites yet?
Oh, man.
I like Rampage. I like
Rainbow Might is really cool. Rainbow That's one of my Might. Friends. I've known for a while, and she's pretty cool. Hers
Criminal
is
Justice, Creature Feature, just all kinds. There's
I
so
came up
many
with mine because of me being the coach. I was like, I have to say something like with. Like the head, basically. So how can I do this?
That's
like
how you think of.
So I was like, Miss Chief. I was like, Chief, like Indian Chief kind of thing. I was like, okay, that could kind of work. Yeah. And then like everybody thinks it's because I'm mischievous, and I'm like, I'm not really mischievous, but if you want to think of it that way, sure.
But it all works
it does.
Different ways with the way you pick your name or pick different things for a name.
Yeah.
So you think of what your position would be. Your name, what you would like to make it sound like. That's kind of how some people pick their names. Yeah. So, Nasty Nikki is the newest girl on our team, too.
Nasty Nikki. Pretty cool.
Scandalous.
And she's, I like
and she's such a sweet girl. She's only, what, 24?
Yep. Yeah, no, she's 25.
Is she 25? She seems like she's only, like, 12. She's so young looking.
She's the same age as me. Yeah.
She just got her new shirts with that name on it, so I like it. I thought that was a cute name. I'm like,
Nasty
I like that
Nikki.
Name. Nasty Nikki. And she's a sweet girl. She's not nasty at all, but some names can help you out in roller derby.
Right? Mm-hmm. Some of them, like...
Well, watch out.
It's really the perception. Like, if your name is Rampage, you're going to be like,
watch out for her.
Sometimes they'll put makeup on their face, and they'll do different stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you wear things that are supposed to be kind of intimidating?
Some people do. I just wear regular sport pants. And our uniform in a bandana. That's
Some are more focused on sports. Some are like dress up and also try to look intimidating and stuff too. And they usually are.
Yeah, they'll have like little sayings where their mouth looks like it's open. Skulls.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Oh my god, that would kill me.
It's very intimidating.
Yeah.
But it's intimidating.
That's probably exactly why, because they're sweet as pie, and they've got to do something to make it.
Well, like one of our girls that we borrow or hang out with a lot is Diesel Tricks. Her name is, and she usually does like a diesel like track, like almost like
she has
a tractor trailer track across her face, and it's really cool.
She has a big tire track
across
her face.
That's they awesome.
It, yeah, it looks good.
And it's like they're like hit things. So like if you see them, you're like, oh, I know who you are.
So it almost becomes like their signature.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
how you stand out. It's how you remember that exactly. person. Exactly. Okay. Yep. See, now when I'm thinking the roller derby, I'm thinking like your t-shirt, the little hoochie shorts.
Some girls dress like that. Is there? Yeah. Is there? Yeah, some still wear that kind of stuff.
Some don't.
It's like, conflicting.
Right.
Or restricting, all that kind of stuff. I don't like it.
I was going to say, I couldn't imagine playing a sport wearing fishnets and wondering how comfortable.
You definitely have an interesting rink rash if you do that. It's not comfortable
at all. If you're going down, it's not going to be
good. Yeah, it kind of hurts more. Yeah.
I think if you want to, I feel, can't say I've never done that. I did wear stockings like that before. But I just didn't like it. I felt more comfortable.
You tried it, but not worked out.
I felt more comfortable in the regular sport pants.
And Nikes. Some people feel the opposite. They feel it's more comfortable to wear that instead of.
And they do good, too, and they have no problem with it. But for me, I just don't like it. So
it's basically personal preference.
Any kind of negative connotation towards roller derby? Or is there any kind of, like, misconceptions about roller derby that people have?
Some people sometimes like are thinking like, oh, you guys are just like dressing like, you know.
Yeah, that would be part of it right there, talking about the way they dress or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's why I feel like it's a better thing if we make it more sporty.
About the sport.
Because we're trying to make it a sport. Because
it's athletic, instead of
just like a show.
Yeah, exactly.
Because so that's not what it is. It's not a show.
It's definitely
I think there's
aggressive.
A balance. I think there can be a balance with the two. Because there's always the show part and then there's the...
Right.
The sport, the
athleticism
behind it.
Behind
it. Yeah. I think there could be a balance.
They can dress like that and be amazing roller derby girls. That's just what they want to do and how they want to dress. Sometimes they'll wear Honey Mustard used to wear the bones.
Yeah, the leggings. She wears like different leggings that are like really cool and
bones
stuff.
On that's awesome.
Yeah, they looked great. You know?
It
looks
like
awesome.
She was like a skeleton bone kind of thing.
So, cool. So there's different... I just, it's your preference.
It's all personal preference.
Yep. And to me,
this
I don't
like
even care about
one
it.
One of the few, sports you can actually show your individuality.
Yeah. Right.
I like that.
So that is pretty cool while being a team together.
You're still a team because you have the uniform.
You wear
but
your uniform.
Still make
that's
it
the only thing that's the same. Other than that, you do whatever you want. Like, I decorate my helmet with my name and different stuff on it. And everything else you do yourself. It's what you want to look like, and you just wear the uniform. So.
What kind of rules exist with is there any limitations on what you can wear?
Question.
Like I'm thinking if I were to, I would want to be like wearing a cape like Superman.
they kind of don't let you guys wear cape. Like everybody wear capes.
I'm already
only
failing.
Because like only because like that can easily get ripped off and like bound up in somebody's wheels and that. Yeah. So
we had a girl
like,
that would wear a belt. So that we could grab it and pull.
And you can still wear those to be able to whip off her and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes it a lot
easier. That could be strategic.
Yep, definitely.
Yep.
Other than that, there's not really any limitations per se. They usually just don't allow like loose items because it could
that
get.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No,
safety.
You were saying that last year you got two, this year you got quite a bit more because of how aggressive you were. What kind of things do you get penalties for? What are penalties issued
back
for?
Back blocking. So if you're coming in on somebody and you hit them in the back area.
More than 3 seconds.
Yeah, and you knock them down or something like that.
Oh,
because you're
wow.
going so fast. You what try if, to stop, but it just...
I was going
to
say, what if it's unintentional?
It's still a back block, and you still get called. There's
30
a lot
seconds.
Of unintentional penalties. Mm-hmm. Cutting the track. So if you come out of the track and you come back in, you have to make sure you come back in behind the person that hit you out or anyone that's next to him, because if you gain any kind of
position
by coming in, you're cutting the track.
So you're going to be back out again.
Yeah, you'll go right back.
So if they were in front of you beforehand, you better make sure they're in front of you after, too. Because if they go back, because that's another strategy, they can go way back and go half a lap around and make it so that you have to go in behind them all the way back there.
Yeah, it's called bridging.
Yeah.
Where there's like three of you.
There's so many terms.
That's why I said it took me a whole season to learn the rules just so that you can be strategic at it.
It's very complex.
You can get elbows. You can get forearm penalties. You can get high block where you hit anything above here. You can get low block where you hit below here. So that's why it's good to learn how to be stable on your skates and get up real fast when you fall, because if you trip somebody or whatever, you're going to get a penalty.
Really?
Yeah, yep. Because you're low blocking them or tripping them.
Oh, wow. So, okay.
And there's basically, you can hit anywhere on the outside of the bra straps, basically, on your back, but you can't hit in the middle of the back at all.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
You can hit on the sides. You
can't hit
the
heads.
Front is actually a legal area, the whole front here, except, of course, your face. There's a block that you can do where you turn around. So you're skating backwards, and you're blocking them from coming at you.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're holding them back.
But you also run the risk of them knocking you out,
basically. You run the risk of them hitting you, and which has happened to me.
Yep.
Yeah. You learn how, as a jammer, you learn how to get off of people that are doing that to you by hitting them really hard with your shoulder up in the, like, ribcage area and
so you can get some pretty nice bruises from this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, Saturday, I have a pretty cool war wound. I bet it makes for a good story, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, some people get really bad bruises. And like I said, you know, I broke my ankle, but that was in practice. I broke my ankle because you train really hard in your practices. Mm-hmm.
To get prepared.
Yeah. Right.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so much information to absorb.
Squishy, you talk about it.
Pretty intense.
Yeah.
All right, so just to go over it really quick, it's the Finger Lakes Lunatics. You can check out their Facebook page as well as their website, fingerlakeslunatics.com. Not to mention their broadcast this Saturday. The game starts at 7. I call it a game.
About
7 o'clock. It's going to be aired. If you can't make it out to the Lions Community Center at 7 p.m., right on FingerLakes1.tv, we have Harold Weber on the call. We have Harold Dog Weber. I'm sorry. He calls himself the dog. Dave Barnick and their very own Silver is going to be on call as well. Yeah. She's going to be doing it as well. That starts at 7. Doors open at 6. Lions Community Center down in Lions, of course. Good luck, you guys, with your last game of the season. Thank you so much
for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You'll have to come back and let us know.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And definitely before your season starts again next year. When you're, and you guys have, remember, they're recruiting. So if you guys want to look out for Facebook and the website to let them know when the recruiting is going to start happening, when you can find out about more information.
Yeah, and we don't mind if people come to our practices from 6 to 9, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, to come watch us, too.
And see how it works. Yeah. That's such a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Because it'll be just like when you started, you show up and you can't leave.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, you're done.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and we
win-win.
Do some scrimmaging. And we do some scrimmaging during practices as well, too, so they can actually see
how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, because practice, I'm guessing, like, actual practice is not really close to what about looks like.
No.
I definitely have extra gear. We have extra skates, stuff like that for people to try out too if they want.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you ladies so much for coming in.
I really
appreciate your time. We'll be back next week. And Cassie's going to be back. She's a little under the weather.
Cassie will be back. I won't be here. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yes. We will check you out on Monday night, 7:30 to 8:15, 8:20, depending on the day. Depending on how much we rant is what it turns out to be.
How off track we get, it happens. Okay.
Again, FingerLakes1.tv, Harold Dog Weber. We have Dave Barnick and Silver over here on the couch going to be doing a live broadcast of the Finger Lakes Lunatics Last Bout. Check it out.
Bye, guys.